Okay, we are learning Maseches Brachos, and we are on Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, toward the bottom of the Amud, about five or six lines from the bottom. The very first word on the line is Gufa, which loosely translates getting back. Gufa is always going back to something which we saw previously, which we skipped over. Now we're going to be focusing and placing more emphasis on this next discussion. Amar Rav Tamcha, Amar Rav Asi, a person made a mistake, v'lohisker gevuros keshamim v'tchias ha-mesim. And he did not mention gevuros keshamim, which is Mashiach Baruch from Negeshem, in the second paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei. Machzir enoso. The halacha is, it's necessary for you to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. So, Eilu b'berchas Hashanim, if a person did not say, and this is what our focus is going to be today, the same Talmud of Racha, in the paragraph of Baruch Aleinu, Ein machzir enoso, do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? And he says the reason here is, Memnei shiachul amra v'shemei tefilah. So since, if you missed it in the proper place, you can always insert it in Shemei tefilah, then it's not an issue. Correct. That's in a case of Suffolk. In a case of Suffolk, so after 30 days, we assume that you probably did say.
Right.
Within the first 30 days, we assume you didn't say. But in this situation, you know you didn't say. Yeah, it's clear. I mean, the Gemara says, Tavlo Hiskir. You know you made a mistake. The question, another question that could be posed is, if in fact there's this special place in Shemei Tefillah that certain things can be inserted,
why can't you say
Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem there? Right. So Rashi tells us the following. Gevuros Geshamim, which is again toward the bottom, about seven lines from the bottom. Gevuros Geshamim Haskar Ba'almahi. When it comes to Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem, we're not asking for rain. We're just acknowledging Hashem's strength and power that He is the source of rain. V'fichach, therefore, machzir noiso, we must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, She'ein Tfila. Shiachol Amr b'Shemei Tefillah. This is not something which can be said in Shemei Tefillah. Shemei Tefillah is the end of the part, the second of the three sections in which we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. So you can't insert something which is.
But what about when we say, which we know that you ought to say Havineinu, right? And if you're in a rush and things like that, and there's no this stuff, so how can you do that during this time of year?
During this time of year, we say you can't.
This time was the same
Talmud, the same Talmud time,
right.
Mostly Shaman. That we allow.
So the point is, if we allow it there, why don't we say, okay, if we allow Fabinato, why don't we, don't say it there, so why don't you say it there? What's the big difference?
When it came to Habinenu, the only difference between Habinenu and regular Shemoneh Esrei is the middle section. The first three brachos. And the last three brachos are the same. So Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem is inserted as normal. It is the same first three paragraphs in Havineinu as the Shemoneh Esrei. The same last three paragraphs in Havineinu as the regular Shemoneh Esrei. Instead of the 13 paragraphs, we condense into one. So therefore, that's why Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem was never an issue when it came to Havineinu. It came to the other things, like the same Talmud, which became an issue. So anyway, that's what Rashi tells us. And Tosfos as well, if you look, we're not going to see this whole Tosfos, the first few lines, the third and last Tosfos on the Amud says as follows, a person could always ask anything that they need in Shemei Tefillah, but dafka sracha, only things which are real needs. Kagon sheish uchol b'sof beso, someone's sick, or another possibility, shetzarach sadehu mayim, you need water in your field, dehu me'ein tefillah, has something to do with the tefillah of Shemei Tefillah, or asking Hashem that you should answer our tefillahs. V'chein she'elu, also when it comes to asking Hashem for rain. Abul haskar v'havdallah v'shar shvachim asr she'enim in Shemei Tefillah. So Tosfos, similar to what Rashi says, certain things cannot be inserted. If you missed havdallah, which you don't have to repeat the Shemei Tefillah anyway, but you think we'll just put in Shemei Tefillah, we don't do that, because, again, it's not me'ein hatfilah. It's not comparable to the general asking Hashem for things. Havdalah is just acknowledging that there's a separation between Shabbos and Chol. And that's why the Gemara then continues on the fifth line from the bottom, V'havdalah b'chonin nadas in machzino, so you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, Because you're able to say it on a cup of wine. And that's it. Right? You can be, and you're fine. Fine. Now, ask the Gemara. So, wine, when it comes to saying Talmud of Racha, is it not necessary for you to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Because it can always be said in Shomei Tefillah. Obviously, this is referring to you didn't catch your mistake at the end after you finished davening. So, talking about in the middle, you're in Tekabah Shofar or whatever. At that point, you can insert it in Shomei Tefillah. May I still ask you a question? So that's similar to what we said before. You made a mistake, you didn't say Mashiach Baruch Midageshim, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, listen to this next line. It says that if a person did not say Santa Amato Baracha, a person does have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, which is not what we said before. That's the same. When it comes to Avdala, Atachan Antanu, you do not have to repeat if on Saturday night or Motzi Yom Tov you did not say, because you could always make a Havdalah. So what's the kash? The kash is, how could in one place say Machzirinoy so if you didn't say the same Talmud of Racha? And previously it said you just... No, it says same Shemayat Mila. So Gemara answers, one makes one attempt answering the question. Lo kasha. Habiyachid habitzibur. One is talking about biyachid, while you're davening alone. The other time is you're davening with a tzibur. So what does that mean? So Rashi helps me out. What does it mean, biyachid? Rashi says, machzir naiso. So if you're davening by yourself, and you missed it after Baruch Aleinu, or whatever, then you have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. However, b'tzibur, Rashi says, b'tzibur means yachid ha-mispal im tzibur. You are davening your own private Shemoneh Esrei, and you're together with a tzibur. In that situation, you will not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, even if you skip a Santa Amatul of Racha. Why? So this, the Gemara asks the question, why not? The Gemara says as follows, but Sibor my time below, second line from the bottom, why not if you're davening with a minion? Yishum, the Shem Meshrech Sibor. Oh, so what? That's, we have Chuzer Seshat, it's a backup policy, right? I think you'd come up with such a great question. Actually, the Slach asks that question. He says, well, based on this stage of the Gemara, you should be able to have that same problem. The Imkein Gam Gevuras Geshamim Lo Yachsiru. You shouldn't have to repeat if you miss Mashiach Min Hashem. After all, Shahari Gam Ze Yishma Mishleach Tzibor. All
right.
So that's a good answer. I do not know why. Correct. There's no shliach tzibur. So then, obviously, you wouldn't be mechalik between yachid and tzibur in that situation. Right. So based on what the Gemara said, because you can hear from shliach tzibur, obviously, when it comes to marv, you're out of luck. But the question should still stand when it comes to shachras and mincha. So the Slach says something which at first is difficult to understand, but then I think it makes a little more sense if we hash it out. The Slach answers your question and says, the Iri that we could be referring to, b'musaf b'yom rishon shel Pesach v'shachach. On the first day of Pesach, and it's musaf, and you forgot to say Mashiach Baruch Hu Minigashim. So what's the problem? Shashliach tzibur lo yachsor oid. The shliach tzibur does not say Mashiach Baruch Hu Minigashim, they say tal. So if it's that one.
That's like
time.
What I was saying with Marer. But what about all the other things? You know, it's most of the time you don't have that in you. So what about then? What could you do? Are you allowed to not say it if you're in shul and there's a shliach tzibur?
Apparently, I think there's one of two ways to answer again what you just asked again. I don't know what the Slach is saying that's specifically referring to our Gemara is a case of the first day of Pesach. But it means since the Gemara makes a blanket statement that you can always hear from the Shliach Tzibur, so you could make that mistake to think, even on that day, just listening to the Shliach Tzibur's Chazer Seshat, you would be Yotze, but you're not, because he doesn't say Mashiach Baruch Hu Minigashem, even though you do.
So then you could misassume that it would be good.
So there's two ways you can look at it. He doesn't really get into it. Either maybe it could mean the rest of the times it is good, or maybe they say you can't be somich ever on the Shliach Tzibur because of this
so
one.
So that would go back to the same thing of Baruch Hashanah. It's the same thing.
Why?
Because you can't be samech on the shliach tzibur. If you can't be samech on the shliach of Mashu or Gushim, why should you do it the same
time? Because there's never this time in which there's a discrepancy between what you say
and the
Gaza.
You're talking about one time
right.
a year? I mean, that's really splitting hairs. I mean, really.
I'm saying the Slach really reads it as that's what this case is talking about. Right?
Oh, he's the Irish.
Right. That's in other words, it's a great question.
And they don't know
the And it's, that's the only way we can really address that answer, that strong question. Now, the reality is this is all in the Havamina, because we know that this cannot possibly be the correct answer. Even though it fits beautifully in logic, it doesn't fit beautifully in the words of what we just learned. So if you look over here, the Gemara continues, the second line from the bottom, Yehachi, if so, hi, mibnei shiachal omer b'shemei tefila, mibnei shiachal mishat simen b'boile. How come it says that the reason why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei is because you can insert it in Shemei Tefila? That's not true. That's not what we said. We said the reason why is because you're B'tzibor, and you can hear Chazar Sashatz. You can hear from the Shemoneh Tzibor. So that's the reason why you don't have to repeat it. So, in other words, even though it's a good answer, but it's not fitting into the Brisa, which says the reason why we don't repeat it, which says it's because of Shemei Tefila, has nothing to do with it because you can listen to the Shemei Tzibor. So therefore, we have to come up with a different answer that fits both of these previous statements. So the Gemara says, El Aydi Mat Biyochid. Rather, this one and this one, they were both talking about that you're by yourself. Which apparently what that means, before we go further, means that if you're B'tzibor, then certainly you can be samech on the shliach tzibur. That's what it sounds like. But even what we said before, when it comes to a yachid, had to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But maybe that's not true. Maybe there's times even a yachid does not have to. And when is that? Lukasha. Ha di adker koidim shemeh tefila. Ha di adker baster shemeh tefila. One is when it was mentioned before, and one you remember before, and one is after. So if you remember before, then you're... You're okay. Just put the Shemei Tefila. That's what it says. And the one that says that you have to repeat it is it was after. We'll see in Halakha if that, in fact, is the case. We look at this is the first two lines up here in Tosfos. And then the Tosfos continues with other discussions, which we're not going to see the rest of. Tosfos says, Oz vaday machzir noiso. In the event that it's already past Shemei Tefila, you're at modim, whatever. In that case, for sure, you repeat it. Mihu, however, if you did not yet move your feet back, so you're in the middle, still the Shemoneh Esrei, even deep into it. Yeah, you're still into that. You do not have to repeat. You don't have to go to Berachas Hashanim. All you have to do is go back to Shemoneh Tefila. So it's Tosfos is saying an interesting chiddush, which is the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara seems to say after Shemei Tefila you're out of luck. It's not true. It's saying that even if you're after Shemei Tefila, provided that you're still somewhere in the Shemoneh Esrei, whatever it's in Sholem, let's say. So in that situation, you can go back. But interesting, he doesn't require you to go back to Bar Chalayim. You go back to Shemei Tefila. Now, what exactly is the halacha? So that's what we're going to be seeing for the next short amount of time. And I took the liberty of making some copies. For us, it's Simin Kuf Yud Zayin.
Before you start, it's a strange...
It's hard to... It's not so easy to read then, so I apologize.
It's a strange choice of words. It's a strange choice of words. Machzirino, so we're talking about a yachid.
Yeah.
How can somebody send them back? Machzirino, so to me it means more like...
Should be like Chayzal Rosh or something?
Yeah,
but
also means somebody else heard. They made mistakes,
so
you send them back.
No, that the Rabbanah would say, yeah, maybe they pass him. They pass that collectively that you got to bring him back.
Do you have another thought? You have another? I hear you. But, usually we have the Lashon Chozal Rosh or something like that. So, what in Simon Kuv Yud Zayin, which discusses all the laws of Birchas Hashanim, so, the page that we have in front of us only discusses exactly what a person is supposed to do at each stage in the Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Baruch Al, but say until Matan Bracha. In truth, This siman also spends a significant amount of time discussing the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That in Eretz Yisrael, they're already saying the Santa Amat Bracha. They began on the seventh day of the month of Cheshvan. And we're not going to begin until some strange date based on the solar calendar, December 4th or 5th, depending on the leap year. Okay? And the Shaila that the Mishnah Berurah discusses is what does a person do if they travel from one place to the next during this time?
Start, if you were in Israel, you started saying it, after you stopped saying it.
Right? Okay, so So the Mishnah Berurah, which is not in front of us, basically says the words, and there's a lot more to this, Im Daito Acher Shana. It depends if you have the intention to return within a year's time. So the question is whether or not you have the status of a guest, even if you're here, but if, let's say, you're in Israel, you live in Israel, you're coming here for a short amount of time, so then we have different rulings. So that's basically, it gets very deeply into this discussion, which I can read it, but we don't have it in front of us, so we'll move forward, we can learn it afterwards. So let's see the very top, and I apologize, my copy machine isn't doing so well today. It says as follows, Sif Dalet, Im lo shom matar, is that what we're up to? Im lo shom, I underline that, right? Im lo shom matar b'imos ha'yishamim. If a person does not say v'san tal matar v'racha, machazir noso, which is the language of the Gemara, Achal pi sheshol tal, even if you said but saying, we said tal, doesn't matter, you have to repeat the Shemot Esrei. Okay. Continues Sif Hey, this is what we want to focus on. Im lo shom matar, if a person did not say the Santa Mata Bracha, Benisker Kodim Shemet Fila. And before Shemet Fila, you remember, Emach Zirnos of a Shobe Shemet Fila. So this is what our Gemara said, that you can just insert it in Shemet Fila. And what exactly is that? Where in Shemet Fila? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shobe Shemet Fila, what's it supposed to say? Bebirchas Shema Koyleinu, in that particular paragraph, Kodem, before Kiata Shemeya. So before Kiata Shemeya, why is one able to say this before, right before Kiata Shemeya Tefilas? Shemesukanes, Lishol Bo Kol HaBakashos. That is the place in which a person could request anything that they have, they can ask for, as we'll see later on, in Simen Kuf Yud Tes. Okay, now in parentheses, it's brought down, going on the top again. Yes, well, how about on a Tainas Tzibor? V'im hoi lo Tainas Tzibor, v'tzarech loimer anenu, so anenu, we have the custom, those who are davening by ourselves, to insert it also in the same place, in the paragraph of Shemei Tefillah. We don't have an extra bracha as the Chazan does. So which one comes first? Right? Do you say... is it tadir to put the same talam atar? So let's see, maybe you're right. Yomer ha-she'ela kodem anenu. So you happen to be correct that we would say the same talam atar bracha, then you get into anenu. What is the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the she'ela chamura mi'anenu. It gives a different reason. There's more power with the words of Saint Talmud of Racha. Why? The imu amra machzir nosa mashenkin ba'anenu. When it comes to a fast day, if you don't say anenu, you feel pretty bad because it's a fast day, and how can you forget to have not said anenu, which of course is referring to mincha time. So it's kind. You must be pretty hungry, and nonetheless, you forgot to say anenu. It's not so good. But nonetheless, if you do forget it, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. However, when it comes to Saint Talmud Matar, as we have established, you do. So therefore, that comes first. Since it doesn't use the tadir example, the reason. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'im lo nizkar ad achar Shemei Tefillah. What if you don't remember Saint Talmud Matar? You're already past Shemei Tefillah. So again, according to the Gemara said you have to repeat the whole Shemei Esrei. We saw Tosfos interpreting really what the Gemara may be not saying, is that there's certain times even afterwards you don't have to go repeat the Shemone Esrei. As long as you're still in it, you haven't been oiker raglav. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. He says as follows, Im lo oiker raglav chayis lo berachas hashanim. If you do not move your feet, then you can go back to berachas hashanim. So you're going to think, oh, this is great. It sounds exactly like Tosfos. But what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that you're supposed to go back to Shemei Tefillah. Right? If let's say you're in Sim Shalom, he says, and you didn't, we're not Akaraglo, you didn't move your feet. He said, Einu Chozer Lishmet. He says, V'lol Berachas Hashanim El Chozer Lishmet Tefillah. We don't pasken at that. We pasken that you have to go all the way back to go. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You don't go to Shmet Tefillah because it was instituted L'chatchila in that place in Baruch Aleinu. So if you can possibly get into Shmet Tefillah, put in Shmet Tefillah. Once you pass that Shmet Tefillah point, then you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Fine. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, "V'im akar raglo chayzer rosh tefillah." If you already took your steps back, it's too late. Even if you say the Hiratzon or whatever afterwards, or say Shalom, it doesn't make any difference. You still have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Now the next line is something which doesn't really apply so much to us, but the Shulchan Aruch then says, "V'im hishlim tefillah asay." If you finished the Shemoneh Esrei proper, and you don't say tachanunim, any supplications such as all kind of sorrow afterwards, afal pisha dain lo akaraglo, if you didn't take your steps back, kar kurin dam, it's as though you're done. So the advantage of lo kind of sorrow is that if you're in the middle even of lo kind of sorrow, you can still go back to Baruch Aleinu. But if you don't say lo kind of sorrow, I'm not sure who doesn't, but if you don't have the minhag to do so, and you finished the last bracha of Sim Shalom, it's over, even if you didn't yet take your steps back. Now listen to this. This is where a lot of people are not familiar with this halacha. You finish Shemet Tefillah. So you can't put it in Shemet Tefillah. You said, Baruch Hashem, Shemet Tefillah. So what? So you're right in between those two brachos. According to him, it says it's better you should just insert V'sein Tal Matar Bracha, even though it's not technically in Shemet Tefillah, but it's attached to it, okay. So it's close enough. Exactly. So all you have to say is Motar Bracha. So in other words, if you would say the word Ritzay, then you have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. But if you didn't yet say the word Ritzay, but you finished the Bracha of Shemet Tefillah, then you can insert V'sein Tal Matar Bracha right in its place. So let's look in the words of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says Karkurin Dami. It's as though you moved your feet. If a person finished all their supplication, you finished all kind of tzar, you say to your ratzon, once you say that before one takes the steps back, it's ki'ilu, you're making a statement that you are done with your tefillah, and the shalma tefillah asai. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that once you said the sentence of Yil Ratzon, at that point also, it's not Akaraglov, it's the concept of being done with the tefillah. So even though you have not yet taken your steps back, but if you've already said Yil Ratzon, at that point it's over, because it's Ki'il, you're done with your Tachanunim. So it's not that you said Tachanunim, and therefore after you finish them, before you took your steps back, you can go. You're still good. Once the tachanunim are finished, that's it. Even if you didn't take your steps back, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Achr shechosam, the Mishnah Berurah says that after you finish Shemet Tefillah, but you did not say you would say it, you can insert it right there. Now listen to this. V'im nizkor achr she'omer brachat Hashem. Let's say you said brachat Hashem, you didn't yet say the word Shemet Tefillah. Yisayim. This is the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, which is this pasuk in Tehillim, which in a case a person would accidentally say Baruchat Hashem to avoid the issue of saying Hashem's name for no reason, we conclude Lamdeni Chukecha. That's how you should say. You're saying in the middle of Shemet Tefillah, you say Baruchat Hashem. Whoops, you remember right now. You say Lamdeni Chukecha. Vayomer V'sein Tal Matar. Then you go back and say you say V'sein Tal Matar. Ve'acharkach Kiata Shemeya. And you say Kiata Shemet Tefillah Samchiso Brachmin. You don't just say the Bracha Bracha to Hashem Shemet Tefillah, because Kiata Shemeya is connected to the Bracha, and therefore you should start from that point. So we'll go through exactly what the halacha is in a second, based on what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then we'll see what others say in a moment. Let's look at the words of the Shari Tshuva for just a moment, and then we'll see the Bar Halacha. And then that'll conclude this section of the Sein Tal Matar Bracha. The Shari Tshuva says as follows. Quoting, he says the following. He says, "She'im nisker b'emsa teka." Let's say you're in the middle of teka b'shayfu b'yom kerosin and you remember you did not yet say a santa amata bracha. O bracha cheras. Oh, you're in some other bracha. Oimer kedarko ad shemet tefil of yishol sham. So that's what we said. You remembered in the middle. You passed Baruch Aleinu. Just keep going to Shemet Tefillah. Now he asks a very cute question. What happens? You're obviously not having a very good day. You're pretty forgetful. So if you're forgetful by Baruch Aleinu and you chop home in Tekar B'Shofar, I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't say Vesent Al Mata Bracha. What happens? I may end up forgetting to say it in Shemet Tefillah too.
You have to tie a string around your finger.
So you know what I'm going to do? Let me better. Instead of going through the rest of these paragraphs, right, and let me go back to Baruch Aleinu and insert it in the right place. Maybe I should do that better. Because otherwise I may forget to say the whole thing. I may not put it in the Shemet Tefillah, because who says it in Shemet Tefillah anyway? If I forgot it in the right place, I'll forget it in the wrong place, and I'll have to repeat the whole Shemon Esrei. So maybe it's better that if I remember, I have that pacha, that concern, then maybe I should go back to Baruch Aleinu. Lo Amrina, we don't say that. She yasik v'yachser l'tchilas Baruch Aleinu. That you should go back to Baruch Aleinu v'yishal, and you should say v'sein tamata there, mishum shema yishkach v'shemei tefillah, because again, you're forgetful. Shari Tshuva brings down, you don't do that. V'yitztarach l'achser rosh, because after all, I may have to repeat the whole Shemon Esrei. See, that's the changes that lashon. De'ein min haroi, it's not proper. Shiomer brachos levatol neha safik, because of the safik that you're not inserting baruch the same thing up there.
So if you go back to then you said all the brachos you say because you're going to repeat them again instead of all brachos.
Right. Even though you may say, well, the safik I may end up saying 19 brachos levatol, but that's a safik. We'd rather you not bevadai say a brach levatol than. Chap, you know what, I can't wait, I forgot, you should have to be able to.
What happens if you forget?
That's the lesser two evils.
You forgot it completely, you finish davening, and Shabbos, my Shabbos is over, you have to go to the Tashem Lomit, after Mincha.
Where did I see that? That's by Yal V'Yabu, it discusses it. If you miss it, then...
It's a completely idiot, and you forgot, then
yeah,
you're... A couple hours later, wait, you know, you're right, you know, whatever. So if it hits you, you know, that I didn't say it, so you have to say it in your last minchah time. You have to say it as a teshuva.
Apparently so. Yeah. So I would say so, yeah. Sure. The Ber Halacha, so that's these halachos. The Ber Halacha, which I underlined, says, V'gam, we mentioned by Havdalah. By Havdalah, if you don't say Havdalah, then no big deal, you just say it on Al-Kais. So the Ber Halacha says as follows, V'gam afil b'Havdalah gufa, Pasad Magen Avram, he paskins in such and such a place. V'im yoideya shul yehelo kos lahavdil. Let's say, whatever, you're on a camping trip. I don't know. Whatever. You have no wine. You have nothing to make havdalah on. So, the whole reason that you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei by the havdalah part is min yishal kol al kos. What if you know you can't say al kos? Lechayr, you should have to repeat the Shemon Esrei.
You just say baruch hamavim lechayr shachol.
That's not a havdalah service. So Atachan Atanu is in lieu of the Havdalah service. But you're right, you can say it to do Malacha, but you're not Yotzei Havdalah with that. V'shachach loimer b'Havdalah b'chenin ha'do'as. So what should you do? Listen to this. I know what you're going to be thinking in a second. This is what he says. Yamrena b'shemei tefillah k'dei shel yitzterech l'achzor. In order that you should not get into the issue of having to repeat the Shemon Esrei, which everyone says you don't have to, but if you don't have a kos, then you could insert it into Shemei Tefillah. And you kind of say, well, what do you mean? We already saw Tosfos that, see, the Rashi picked up on your question about Mashiv Baruch HaMegesha, but Tosfos mentioned also by Havdalah that it's not Me'ein Shemei Tefillah, that it's not appropriate that it should be inserted there. But under this dire circumstance where there's no real choice, the Magen Avraham paskins in the Ber Halacha that a person taka should insert it in Shemei Tefillah because otherwise they'll get into the issue of having to be machzir noisel. So just halacha maisel, let's just understand, and then we'll conclude in a couple of minutes. that when it came to Baruch Aleinu, this halakha l'maisa, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll see what Rabbi Hartzkroll has to say, if he is maskin to the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. So when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, it certainly should be said in the proper place, the same Talamata of Racha. Now, the question is, what happens if you finish that entire paragraph? So if you finish that entire paragraph, if you finish the entire paragraph, then you should say it in Shema Tefillah. Now, there's one other part which seemingly I must have skipped over. What happens if you're in the middle of Baruch Aleinu and you're not up to Kabbalah Shofar? So the Mishnah Berurah, which I don't know why I skipped that. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Dal Tes Vav, the very top line, it says, Ayin Magin Avram Bishar Tshuva Shekosu De'im Nisker Kodim Shehiskil Tekabah Shofar Yomer Sham. The whole Takana of Mashiach Baruch, of the Santa Malta Bracha, is that it should be said in Baruch Aleinu. It doesn't really even matter where it's inserted in Baruch Aleinu. We have it where we say it as Kol Meisavuasa L'Toyah B'Sein Talam Alta Bracha. If, let's say, you're Al Pnei Adama, after you said Al Pnei Adama, then you can actually say B'Sein Talam Alta Bracha there. Now, therefore, he says, at any point, you can always say B'Sein Talam Alta Bracha, even after you said Baruch Atah Hashem B'Baruch Hashanim, as long as you did not yet begin the word Tekah B'Shofar, you could still say V'Sein Tel Amot V'Bracha. So, when it comes, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech HaShanim, V'Sein Tel Amot V'Bracha, Tekah B'Shofar. That's acceptable. Okay? So that's the paragraph itself. So, you're supposed to say it in the proper place. If you don't say it in the proper place, you can say it anywhere in this paragraph. If you've got as far as Mevarech HaShanim, and you can still say V'Sein Tel Amot V'Bracha, and then Tekah B'Shofar. Let's say you're in Tekabah Shofar Gadol, or you're in another paragraph on Sadiqim, whatever, and you remember that you did not say it. You remember that you forgot it. So we do not tell you to go back to Baruch Aleinu because you're concerned you may forget it in another place. But rather, it's inserted in Shema Koleinu.
And this Mishnah Berurah is interesting.
Go
a little bit further.
Good.
And he says, "Afal matzasi b'seif b'fitz v'shulchan aruch." The pasuk can't came up. You don't see that often.
The Mishnah Berurah relies on the kitzur shulchan aruch to as a support. Yes, it is interesting. So we don't always pasken like the kitzur shulchan aruch. But anyway, yeah, that's interesting. Now we know that it can be inserted in Shema Tefillah. In the event that you missed it in Shema Tefillah, and you're in Modim, you're in Sim Shalom, so then you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, right? Remember, Tosfos said you have to go back to Shema Kaleinu. We paskin l'halacha, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, okay? And in the event that you have Tachnunim, that you can continue to go back to Baruch Aleinu, as long as you did not yet say Hilaratzon Imrei Fi, once you've said Hilaratzon Imrei Fi, at that time the Tachnunim are over, even though you have not yet taken your steps back, nonetheless one has to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. So, let's see, this is what it says in the back in the Art Scroll Sitter. Let's see if anything that we said makes any sense. This is how we'll conclude. If one forgot to say V'Sein Tel Amotar at the appropriate time, but has not yet said the word Hashem in the concluding formula of Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, he should say V'Sein Tel Amotar and continue from wherever he is up to. So that's the first that's the paragraph. And then he says an important point. He says, however, the last portion of Baruch Aleinu, where it says Uvarach Shanosinu Kashinu Matobos, must always be said immediately before Baruch Hashem. You'll notice throughout the Shemoneh Esrei that the last few words before the bracha are similar to the bracha itself. So those last few words have to be connected to the bracha. For example, Melech Ozer Moshe Magen, Magen Abraham. By Mechai Mason, what do we say? He goes Mason, Bracha Mechai Mason. So these are, they're all connected. So you can't insert it in the middle of that part of Baruch Aleinu, where we conclude something which is connected to Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim, which is the very last few words. And you would have to say it, and then say those last three words, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim. Okay. If one had already concluded the benediction when he realized the error, and then listen to what it says in parentheses. Even if he had not yet begun the following benediction, he should continue with Shemoneh Esrei and insert the words V'sein Tal Matu Bracha before the words Kiatar Shemeya in the benediction of Shemeya Tefillah. On a fast day, the insertion Tal Matar at this point will proceed Aneinu. That's what we mentioned. But he mentions in parentheses something which is a Mishnah Berurah B'chorah does not say. He says that if you finish Baruch Aleinu, even though you did not say Tekah B'Shofar, he says at that point you should not say V'sein Tal Matar Bracha, rather you continue to Shemeya Tefillah. Which is interesting how he brings it down differently, so apparently this is not something which we hold like in that one section, at that one point. You finish Baruch Aleinu, you're up to Tekah B'Shofar, you didn't say it yet, so you should, at that point, once you said Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim, it's over. If one realizes error after he had already begun the Bracha Ritzeh, he must return. So he said, once you began Ritzeh, which apparently, as we said, if you said Baruch Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, you can say the same Tamot Bracha then, and that's fine. But if you already said Ritzeh, then you have to return to Baruch Aleinu. Then he puts in parentheses, not to Shemeya Tefillah, which is what Tosfos said. If he had already concluded the Shemoneh Esrei, he must start again from the beginning. The conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei is defined as the reciting of the verse Yehilo Ratzon just before stepping out of the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, those are all the halachos. So, Mirz Hashem on December 4th will be well equipped. Have a good day.